With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello you, fancy seeing you here. Welcome to a brand new episode of EvoStick Extra here on Audio Boom or the iTunes Store, or if you're listening on FCM Radio or Whitby Town Radio. By the way, if you're from any other radio station that would like this podcast, then please do get in touch. I'm Ben, and coming up in the show, we'll be previewing this weekend's fixtures with the marvellous Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio. And we'll be reviewing last weekend's fixtures with the beautiful and dynamic James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group. And we've got a special guest. We'll be speaking to FC United General Manager Andrew Walsh to hear all about how FC United are preparing for this weekend's big FA Trophy match against Torquay United. But before all of that, here's the news with Ben. Over to you, Ben. Thanks, Ben, and Northbridge Victoria fans, players and officials can look forward to ending their three-year exile after agreeing a ground share agreement with Premier League side Witton Albion. Instead of travelling 18 miles to their current temporary home at Flixton on the outskirts of Manchester, the First Division North Vics will be kicking off in their hometown at Albion's Wincham Park from August. Under the terms of this initial three-year deal, Vics will play all of their home league and cup games at the ground, an arrangement which worked quite successfully for both clubs back in the early 2000s. Staying in Cheshire, and former Dabbers skipper Phil Parkinson was unveiled as the new manager at MPL club Nantwich Town on Wednesday night. Parkinson captained the Dabbers to two successive promotions, helped the club win the Cheshire Senior Cup for the first time in 30 years, and memorably led them to a 3-1 victory over Hullingdon Borough in the FA Vars final of 2006. The 34-year-old returned to the Weaver Stadium as the successor to Danny Johnson following his exit by mutual consent on Tuesday night after nearly 2 years at the helm. Elsewhere, Scarborough Athletic are inviting their fans to have a look at their latest plans for their new home and take part in the final stages of the public consultation process. With the Sea Dogs hoping to move home to a purpose-built stadium at the new Leisure Village in Scarborough, officials are inviting supporters to an exhibition at the Fallsgrave Community Resource Centre this Friday and Saturday. The consultation exercise is being carried out by the developers to gauge community support for their plans for the Weapon Ness Sports Village, cracking name, before they are officially submitted later this month. To encourage even more public feedback, the First Division Club North officials are also hoping supporters will fill in the special questionnaire. In other news, the MPL Football Academy's coaches and tutors are celebrating their first success story after Romulus star Johan Rutty-Smith signed for Notts County. After making history back in November as the first MPL FA student to play first-team football for Division 1 South Romulus, the 16-year-old has now become the first to progress to the professional game after signing for the League 1 club. In job vacancy news, MPL side Michelova Sports are looking for a successor to their popular kit man, Ken Blackshaw. Blackshaw is finally standing down after nearly 20 years at Station Road, making sure the First Division South Club's players are always suitably attired and ready for action. A sports spokesman said the successful candidate will enjoy watching good football, be happy to follow sports in all weathers and to all first team games, and will possess a sense of humour and not be easily offended. For more information, contact Tony Shaw on 07966 197 246. That's 07966 197 246. So there you go. Ashton United's proud officials aren't banking on ever seeing the £10,000 a Big Mouth Twitter user now owes them after losing a bet that they wouldn't be able to get their pitch cleared of snow in time to take on Nantwich Town in the MPL last Saturday. But after seeing the club's all supporters answer the taunts of the anonymous Twitter user, they all decided to pick up a spade and head down to Hurst Cross. The Robins say they couldn't be prouder of the response to an appeal for volunteers or happier after they were rewarded with a 3-1 victory to maintain their push for promotion. And finally, FC United won't be short of support in Torquay on Saturday when they fly the flag for the NPL in the quarter-finals of the FA Trophy. The sedate little English Riviera town is preparing to welcome a mini Mancunian migration, with up to 1,000 fans booking places on planes, trains, coaches and, of course, automobiles to make the 500-mile round trip to Devon. Amazed officials at the Premier Division club say many have booked up for mini breaks to make a weekend of it. One Torquay hotel, the Cavendish, which is currently being featured on Channel 4's The Hotel series, is almost fully booked up thanks to the influx of fans who's taken advantage of the special bed and breakfast rates on offer. Whereas this guy is actually going there and back in the same day. Joy. Anyway, that's the news, Ben. Back over to you. Right, thank you, Ben, there for the news, but it's now time to draw our eyes back to last week, and in last weekend in particular, as we invite James Hayes into your ears to discuss last weekend's fixtures. Hello, James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group. How are you?
Hello, everyone. How's everyone out there tonight?
Or today. Remember, this is a podcast. You can listen to this any time of day. So, let's review last weekend's fixtures. Well, and the breaking news, we're recording this on Wednesday. Aston United 3, Nantwich Town 1. And who knew that would be the last game for Jono in charge at Nantwich?
I saw that as a bit of a shock, resignation or whatever happened with Nantwich during the week. But that is a big, big shock for Nantwich, especially the position you're in at the moment.
We've been discussing on the Evo Stick MPL show and on this show over the recent weeks how Nantwich have been doing slightly better and actually been doing enough to keep their head above water.
Yeah, especially as well with Jono. He seems to know what he's doing with the Aston manager, where, again, he might have struggled in the past. He seems to get him out of there or keep him competing for mid-table most of the time, but keeping him in a high enough position. I don't know why Nantwich have made the decision now, with a couple of games left in the season, to make the change. And only down the bottom end, but Danny Jones is one of the managers that can secure mid-table.
I suppose one of the things that we spoke about on last week's monthly show was the fact that Matlock got a new management team in there, stringing a couple of results together, beat Witten Albion. Witten and Matlock now potentially knocking on the door for Nantwich Town. They've both got two games in hand over Nantwich Town. That puts Witten way above Nantwich Town and actually puts Matlock on equal points. But I suppose you've got to get those wins first, though, haven't you?
Well, yes, especially with you've got games in hand as well. Obviously, Alan Alcock's now sorted all the fixtures out for the rest of the season. Wife being one of them, as a big example, are playing every midweek, whereas a lot of teams have only got one or two Tuesday night games left.
And Aston United, a word for them, that now puts them right in the playoff mix. They were right in the playoff mix anyway, to be honest with you, but that's properly cemented. Plus, that they're on the play 29 mark, which there's only a couple of sides in that playoff spots who can say that.
Yeah, exactly. Again, coming back to what a second ago, Aston seems to be one of the teams that like getting games on as well. As see, Aston United now £10,000 richer because of getting the game on Saturday, as soon as you find out whoever it is that put the bet on. But Aston United, I can't really see them not finishing outside the top five this year and giving the playoffs a good go.
And Aston United, we jokingly said it, and a couple of their supporters cottoned on to the fact, Aston United don't call games off. Ever.
Exactly.
elsewhere, Belper Town 2, Stamford 3, kind of reaffirming what we are now all probably think about Belper Town, but a decent result for Stamford, that.
Yeah, I mean, Stamford could see that as a 6-pointer. That obviously, we were all saying that Belper pretty much down, but it was crucial for Stamford to pick up points there, because you never know if Belper do start picking up them wins, they could start threatening the middle teams, and Stamford, the position they're in, can't really be there to be thinking at the moment. It looks like Ryan Robbins is starting to get back on form, and he was key last season in getting up there.
Two goals for him on Saturday. Marine 1, Kingsland Town 2. And once again, though, Marine had the lead in that match.
It's a hard one to see with Marine. Again, they can't. It's about the fifth, sixth time they've dropped the lead this season, especially at home as well to a Kingsland Town that do look strong now, especially with Liam Metton again. Mm-hmm. I think we mentioned it last week at the big podcast where as soon as he starts scoring, he will be scoring week in, week out. And he's did it on his debut as such. Obviously, an own goal as well there. It's not really helped matters out. Nope. Marina seems to be getting the fans in.
364.
Exactly. And then obviously with the news last week that they are going to have a look and give the money a go. I don't know if that's a suitable measure, in my opinion, because, again, I've seen it in the past where money's been thrown about, it's not happened, and look at them next season. This, if they're going to gamble for it, they need to stay up, but it's not going to be an easy task, and it could affect them for the next couple of seasons in this situation.
I think for Marine, they've got to be aiming to keep up with Matlock Town and yeah. hopefully drag Witten and Nantwich into it, but we'll have to wait and see. And congratulations, after speaking to Kingsland Town last week, congratulations on your second away win of the season. That isn't bad. Anyway, Stourbridge 1, Matlock Town 0. Not the result Matlock Town wanted. That was in front of 369 there, and Drew Kavanagh scored the winner on the 52nd minute. Stourbridge joining Kings Lynn and Hales Owen in that kind of just borderline pushing up into the playoffs. Somewhat.
Yeah, especially with Stourbridge as well. That's the first win they've had in like 3-4 games now. So they need to, obviously everyone keeps saying about the how to watch for them in the second half of the year. Again, I think it's too late for them to make the playoffs now after the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, you know. I think Kingsland Town, Stourbridge, Hales Owen, they've all played 29 games. They're all roughly, give or take, 10 points from the playoffs. It's difficult to know because there's teams above who've played a lot more than Stourbridge, Hales Owen and Kingsland, but if I was a betting man, which I'm not because I'm not allowed to bet, I reckon, you know, you never know. You never know. Just saying that, just throwing it out there.
One of them three teams definitely will push on forward.
Yeah.
And, you know, become a threat. But again, because of the situations of other teams and the number of games in hand, I know most of them played 29, but it's then banking on them other teams of losing games. That's the problem. So again, you've got your Blythes and Ramsbottoms.
Whitby Town 2, Rushall Olympic 1.
That's a good game to have been to, in my opinion.
I was going to say jokingly, possibly one of the most uninspiring fixtures of the weekend, but you reckon that would have been a good game to go to, do you?
Although, obviously, it's mid-table's superiority match on there, but they're both on bond teams at this moment in time.
Yes, that's true.
So it's interesting to see what would be going on. Rushall losing out on that one just slightly, but that's showing what both teams are capable of and then how they can affect the rest of the season.
Workington 2, Grantham Town 1, showing up the ship there at Workington. That was in front of 485 supporters on the west coast of Cumbria. What do you reckon?
Again, Workington really showing the worth it later on in the season. The fans seem looking like they're really going up through it. I was just looking at Workington's game. So this Saturday, they've got Kings Lynn. I think they've got a few midweeks as well where teams have got to travel up there. Obviously, the midweeks at home are going to be really crucial for the points. But then they've got all the teams we've been mentioning there. If they can get at least 15 points out of February, I think they're secured for the playoffs at this moment in time.
And midweek, we had Stamford 1, Hales Owen Town 2. Just proving the point that I was making earlier about Hales Owen, Stourbridge and Kingsland Town being borderline playoff hopefuls. Just to say as well, next week, just while we've got you on, the first quarterfinal in the Duton Sports Cup gets underway. Ramsbottom United against Harrogate Railway Athletic. What's your take on this, being a Radcliffe Borough fan who has to deal with Ramsbottom a lot?
With it obviously being the high division, you'd expect the Ramsbottom to win that, but again, being the Dukes this year, there's been a lot of shocks, especially with the number of first division teams left in. Harrogate's defence is really strong here at the moment, and I reckon that could seal them away with a victory, but I think Ramsbottom are looking quite strong.
James Hayes from the Evo Stick MPL Facebook group, thanks for joining us on this week's Evo Stick Extra. Would you like to give a plug for the great website, the great Facebook page that is the Evo Stick MPL Facebook group?
Yeah, no, it's facebook.com/groups/the MPL. I'm on Twitter @the MPL group, and I hope you're all ready for Monday as well.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That sounded like a threat. What's happening on Monday?
We start the voting for the supporters player.
Oh my God. Is it come round that soon?
Yes, it has.
My goodness. Well, Head over to the Evo Stick MPL Facebook group on Monday. That is going to kick off royally, yo. Right. Thank you, James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group. Have a lovely week and we'll hear from you next week. Thank you to James Hayes there, but it's now time to draw our eyes to the real match this coming weekend, and that involves That involves the FA Trophy quarter-final match between Torquay United and FC United. And just like magic, I've left my bedroom where I record the show normally and headed down to the FC United offices, and we're now joined by the FC United General Manager, Andrew Walsh. Hello, Andy. You okay?
Thank you, Ben.
How are preparations going then for this Saturday's match?
Very well. It's been a frenetic few days since the announcement. Our supporters have been booking hotels and transport. I think every available seat on any coach or train leaving Manchester Friday and Saturday has been booked up. A number of hotels have contacted us to say that they're booked up solid with our supporters going down. Our supporters have booked themselves into the Cavendish Hotel, which is features on Channel 4. And I think they've also booked it in the Glen Eagles, I think it is.
Which is the Fawlty Towers.
Which is the Fawlty Towers one. So they're making a full day of it. The funniest story was that National Coach Tours were doing a trip to Torquay for about £80 over
for
the
weekend.
For
some old days it would have been, wouldn't it? Out of season.
Given my age, yes. Ben, I couldn't quite say that. But our lot have booked up on that as well. So it's been an interesting few days.
And preparation-wise on the pitch, I'm not going to say it was good that the Ilkeston match was postponed, but we've had a decent run-up at this. How do you think FC United are going to fare? Are you confident or quietly confident?
I think from the players' point of view, they would have rather had played the Ilkeston game. When you're playing well, you want to be playing all the time. And not having a game is an issue. I know the lads had a practice match against Stockport Sports at training this week, and they were proper fired up for that game. So they're all prepared mentally and physically for Saturday. It's a big challenge for us. You know, Torquay are a former Football League club. They're clearly heavy favourites for the tie. They've been in an FA Trophy final the last time they were in non-league, and their current manager was the captain on that day. And I know for him, he wants to get back to Wembley and wants to avenge that defeat that they had, I think, to Ebbsfleet at the time. So, you know, they'll be well up for the game, and our players are too.
And from a club perspective, obviously all eyes are on the stadium completion, but what does this cup run mean, this trophy run for the club?
Our focus at the moment is on getting the ground completed, and it's an extremely exciting time for us at a football club. You live for these times as a fan, or as a club official, when we've got a triumvirate of targets at the moment. Promotion this season is still very much top of our agenda. The FA Trophy quarter final is a fantastic opportunity for us as well. And the ground being open, those three things make for very frantic times at the minute. But it's exciting. Every single day is packed from start to end with decisions to be made, plans to be made, and everybody's focused on getting us over the line for each of those three targets.
Andy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you to Ben there, talking to FC United General Manager Andy Walsh. Now then, before we crack on with the league, we're now joined by Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio. Hello, Andrew. You okay?
Hiya, Ben. How's it going?
It's going well at this moment in time, but I'm ready for Torquay away. And before we kick off with the league, your thoughts on FC United going to Torquay this Saturday in the FA Trophy. Do you reckon FC can make it through?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course you can. I'm sure you'd be taking a four-figure crowd down there, won't you? I know it's a long way, but I'm sure you'll be well supported. I think Swampy will be a happy man as well. It was one of the clubs he wanted to visit, and one of the ones that he wanted to avoid, he's managed to do. So he's a happy man. I'm not going to start naming clubs. I'll leave it for you to speculate on, Ben. But
Halifax. It was. I'm going to tell you, it was Halifax.
Fair enough. I had a different name, actually, but there you go. He's been naming everybody you didn't get. But yeah, it should be good. How many are you expecting to be bringing down there then?
There's five official coaches going at time of recording on Wednesday. There's a plane going in the morning. There's also some people gone on National Express holidays a couple of days before. And I believe the hotel made famous on that terrible Channel 4, Channel 5 documentary, the one they're calling the modern Basil Fawlty, what's his name? That guy, his hotel apparently is nearly sold out. So there you go. FC United fans, they go wherever there might be a TV camera. it would appear.
Yeah, as long as you've got a sea view, that's all you need, mate. the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, I don't know. But I've been down to watch Whitby Town, actually, down in Devon, when we drew Plymouth Argyle in the FA Cup 2001. And it just seemed that journey would never, ever end. It was a whole day's worth. We set off at 8 a.m. one day. This was a night game, a midweek replay. And we went back until 6 a.m. the following day, which was great fun. And also, we turned up, we had 200 or 300 making the trip, which is pretty good for Whitby. And they were surprised. They just said, oh, we didn't really expect any away fans, so we haven't really made any provision for you. I'm sure that won't be the case with Torquay and FC United. I'm sure that won't be the case. Could be.
But anyway, I'm going on the coach there and back the same day. So that should be fun.
God help you, Ben. God help you.
Right, let's go to the league anyway, and this weekend's upcoming fixtures. We'll start with the one that's alphabetical order. Let's do it the traditional way. Barwell against Trafford. Barwell knocking on the playoff doors, as they have been pretty much all season. Trafford must win game, I feel, for them now.
Yeah, absolutely right. Trafford really looking down both barrels, aren't they? Struggling. Just looking at the away form, it's certainly better than no form at Shaw View. So they perhaps might just fancy it going away to Barwell, who, well, we all know how Barwell play. They've got great strikers and they try and get the ball up to them as quickly as possible. They're on the shoulders of that chasing pack, as you said. I think FC United have played them enough times this season, haven't they, Ben? You could probably give a detailed analysis of Barwell.
Three times elsewhere, Kers and Ashton are hosting bottom of the table Belper Town, and Oliver Newell has been in touch to say Kers at home against Belper and desperate to stay in playoff contention. Also, it's the opening of our brand new Nash Bar. So hopefully we will get a good crowd in, both in the stadium and in the Nash Bar. Good luck to everyone participating in the Nash Bar enterprise this Saturday. Anyway, back to the football. Belper doomed.
Wow. It's hard to see them getting out of there, isn't it? I think they're 13 points adrift of Witten there. So it's going to be a tough one. We played at Belper and I think they sort of sold themselves short a little bit. The football they played wasn't particularly impressive. I know they've had a change of management since then, so it might be a slightly different style than they had under Peter Duffield when Whitby visited them. So perhaps they can do something, but it just does not look likely at all. Curzon, of course, one of the stronger sides. And on my list of grounds to tick off, I haven't managed to get there yet, I think. Yeah, the Thameside Stadium, isn't it? I'm hoping to get there for a midweeker, but I'm not sure if it's going to be logistically possible from my place of work. I keep my fingers crossed.
Kers and Ashton, by the way, they've been relaying their pitch this week. That must be for your upcoming visit, Andrew.
Or me personally.
Yeah, I think so. Frickley Athletic are hosting Stourbridge, and I spoke to James Hayes earlier and alluded to the fact that Stourbridge aren't totally out of the playoff contentions. Richard Clark's been in touch to say Stour away at Frickley, not sure what to expect. More positive after two wins, but neither side seem to be very predictable. Draw written all over it, if it's on. And he's right, if it's on.
Frickley's home form, Ben. There's 7 wins out of 15 there. Pretty good for a side in the bottom half of the table. They've been pretty decent at Westfield Lane. And Stourbridge, I don't know what to make of them. I saw them on the opening day, thought they were really, really good. Another one that maybe saw themselves short by hitting it long a little bit too much, considering that they had a lot of quality in there. Away from home, Royal Jekyll and Hyde side, actually. They're another one who were great at home, but poor on no travels. Just 4 wins for them away from home. It has got draw written all over it, hasn't it? I think I might just concur with Mr. Hayes on that one.
Grantham Town are hosting Witten Albion. Grantham Town, I think they played the second most games in the league at 33. They're running out of games. They'll be done probably by mid-March, I'm going to suggest. what do you reckon, though, to this one? Because Witten Albion now properly looking over their shoulder.
Absolutely right, yeah. We've got Matlock facing down Witten there, 4 points between them, and perhaps Marine will think that they still have a chance as well. It's a little bit to play for down there. Grantham, strange sort of team. They've had another one where they've had a change of management. I think they had one that just didn't turn up for last week's game, just didn't get on the bus. I think they have joint managers at Grantham, don't they? And one of them had already left, and the other one just didn't catch the bus in the morning. I've never heard of that ever happening, even at this level. They were always a tough team, Grantham, always physical, always direct. I know I've said that about half the teams in the league, but I'm sticking with it on Grantham. And they're also fairly consistent home and away, actually. I can't predict it, to be honest. The 33 games, they've played about four or five more than pretty much everybody else around them. They could be a top half team, they could be a bottom half team. I might just throw a draw in there. Witten need the points more, so that could be a factor.
Possibly one of the most interesting games of the day. Hales Owen Town against Buxton. Rob Lloyd's been in touch to say, a tough game at home to Buxton, who have been the best side I have seen this season. If we can beat them, there is no reason why we can't put in a surge towards the playoffs. That's the spirit, Rob. With FC and Curzon to play twice as well as some of the other top teams. And Mark Joyce, from a Buxton perspective, has been in touch to say, we will play in the tropics of West South Midlands at the Yeltses on Saturday. First visit for the Bucks and hoping for 3 points to boot. This could go either way, really, I think.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, Joyce will be thinking North Yorkshire's tropical in comparison to being a million miles above sea level there at Buxton. They were at Whitby recently, actually. I wasn't at the game, but I was told that Buxton weren't that amazing, weren't that impressive, but the firepower they've got up front there, I mean, that's the big difference maker, I think. If you can keep people like Mark Reid on the bench, once you've got that much quality, I think that can show. And what it means is that even if they don't put in a great performance, they've always got a chance of scoring. They just need to keep the opposition out at the other end. Hailzone, another team on my list of grounds to visit. Have you done Hailzone?
I've not done Hailzone yet, I don't think. No, I've done Stourbridge. I've not done Hailzone yet.
It looks proper old school, and also you can have the players come out behind the goal as well, which I
get
think
in.
Is
that's
nice, unusual touching, yes. It. I like that.
That's the most interesting game of the day, I would suspect. The most anticipated game of the day, I would also suggest, is second v fourth, Ilkeston against Ashton United. Where's this going, Andrew?
Goodness me. Ashton surprised me. They were terrific when they played Whitby and fully deserved the win. Ilkeston, they've got so much quality, but had a little bit of a stutter recently, haven't they? Mm-hmm. You're just wondering whether, even with all those games in hand, they're still a long way back from Skelmersdale. They seem to have been 8 points behind them since 1993. And I wonder what's going to happen in this game. Ashton on a decent run at the moment. Good team. Good strike power they've got there. Dale Johnson, he's a hell of a player, I think. Big, strong and possible to get off the ball. I wouldn't be shocked if Ashton won it, you know.
On a run of form now, after having their second away victory of the season just last weekend, Kings Lynn Town are hosting Workington Town, possibly the longest away trip of the league calendar. And Liam Russell's been in touch to say, if it's on, 3-1 to Kings Lynn Town. You've got to feel sorry for Workington, haven't you, going all that way?
Well, I've been at Workington. I've been to Kings Lynn as well.
Is Whitby would you say Whitby's closer? I think Workington is further to Kings Lynn than Whitby is.
Yes, it is, because you're over. You don't realise just how far west and out of the way Workington is. It's ridiculous. Even for us, we would be considered, Whitby, the Royal we would be considered to be quite close to Workington in comparison to everybody else.
And in my mind, your neighbours.
Yeah, exactly. Took us 2.5 hours. Yeah, to some that it would be a derby. Absolutely ridiculous. And I think it's reflected in the respective records as well. Both those sides have 10 wins at home so far. Both of them pretty average away. As you mentioned, Kings Lynn's a rare record, but they're at home this week. I'm going to have to back. And Workington have done really well recently and got themselves right up in that playoff picture, but I'll fancy Kings Lynn.
Do you reckon, because we had Gavin Caney on last week on the MPL show, and I surmised, because at that point in time, there were 10 points from the playoffs, 10 points from relegation, and he said it could go either way. I still think Kings Lynn have got a good chance, you know?
The strange side, I've seen them at Whitby, I wasn't impressed at all. I thought they were slow and a bit cumbersome, but again, away from home, they're awful. At home, they're a different side. Maybe there'll be a different side on Saturday as well from the team that I saw. They've got Greg Smith up front, who's another one who's impossible to get off the ball. He's tough. He's got a little bit of a turn of pace as well, and he knows where the goal is. He's got an absolute screamer at the Turnbull when I saw him. So, yeah, but I fancy Kings Lynn just going by the record. You've got to look at the stats there. Workington pull
stats
away.
Stats don't lie.
Kings Lynn good at home? They don't, as Shakira maybe almost sang.
One for the relegation fanatics out there. Matlock Town are hosting Marine. on Saturday. We've had no correspondence in about this fixture, but I'm going to suggest 6 points of this one.
Yeah, you're right to use the cliche.
Get in!
I'm not surprised you've had no correspondence. I think they're both keeping a low profile, both sets of fans. Yeah, there's 3 points separate, the Marine third bottom, Matlock fourth bottom. I think we'd all be a bit disappointed to lose either of these sides. It's one of the best, two of the best away journeys of the season, Matlock and Marine. Not a great deal between them, it has to be said. I don't know whether Matlock's change of management has given them a little bit of a boost. Doesn't look like it, does it? Marine, I'm not sure what's happened there. They're always up at the right end of the table. They always run things properly and well, and it just hasn't happened from this season. Just one of those weird anomalies. I'm sure some people were backing them to do well this season.
Now, we said Witten were looking over their shoulders earlier, but I've got a funny feeling Nantwich Town are definitely now looking over their shoulders. They're hosting your beloved Whitby Town, Andrew, on Saturday. What do you reckon?
Well, the worst news ever for Whitby, wasn't it? The Danny Johnson's left. Not because I don't rate Danny Johnson, just because you're going to have the novelty of a change of manager. You always get that little honeymoon period, don't you, yes, when the team changes the boss. And Whitby have never, ever won at Nantwich, I'll tell you that now. So it might not even change on Saturday either. Just got the most dire record against them. I think we've beaten them 4 in 14 games overall at both grounds. I've got to bat Nantwich and just sheer jinxing potential. It was an absolutely amazing game for the neutral. It was a depressing one for the likes of myself over there last season when Whitby went 3-1 up early in the second half and ended up losing 4-3 in injury time. So expect something very similar to occur this weekend.
Ramsbottom United are hosting Blyth Spartans, and John Haig has been in touch with his comments, borderline complaint. As I was misquoted as being an Ilkeston fan on the podcast last week, that was James Hayes, by the way, nothing to do with me, I will say Blyth will be hoping Saturday's game at Ramy is on for a start, or we're looking at playing 3 games in a week very soon. If it's on, we have to hope Parker fits in nicely to cover for the loss of Nathan Buddle, who's gone to Carlisle this week. So, Blyth Spartans, John's got a point there. If this match is off against Ramy on Saturday, Ramy in deepest, darkest Lancashire, up in the hills somewhere, if that match is off, they are going to be facing a fixture pile-up, aren't they, pretty soon?
Well, both teams, aren't they? 24 games played each. And both in that sort of position where you think they're obviously falsely placed. They're going to end up in the top half. They might be able to push the playoffs. Have Ramsbottom kicked a ball since they changed management? I can't remember them playing.
In the Dudeson, they have.
Oh, they've had a League Cup tie.
Yes.
It'll be interesting to see how they react to losing pretty much the whole squad to Salford, certainly some of the strongest players.
But it bodes well for them. In the League Cup, they did play Northwich Victoria, and they did beat them. So
we don't know how strong Northwich were, though, do we? They're
no,
going
we
for
don't.
The title in the first division.
That's
true. Who knows? Who knows, Ben? I would bat Blyth. They're a good side. Whitby beat them. Do have to put that one in there. It would be good to get Mr. Parker back at the defence service. He suffered quite a nasty injury when we played them early in the season. And Matt Robinson, our skipper, ended up dashing over there and putting him in the recovery position.
Right.
So well done, Robbo. And here's to a speedy recovery for Blyth's defender there.
And lastly, Skelmersdale United are hosting Stamford, and Stampy's been in touch to say an absolute tonking for Stamford at Skem is on the cards. But then again, we did beat them 1-0 last season, and this is game number 449 for Stampy. But who's counting, eh? Anyway, Skelmersdale United, we surmised on last week's show that actually they only need a few more points to actually guarantee a playoff spot.
We all keep scratching our heads. Are they going to stay in there? Are they going to be able to win the title, let alone the playoffs? And they're still there. They're still top of the league. Stamford, they travel well. I don't know whether anybody's noticed. There's not many teams in the league have a much better away record than home. It's normally in reverse. They've got 7 wins on the road. They're a decent side away from home. They're unlucky at Whitby as well. The scoreline didn't reflect the game. I think it was 3-0 in the end, but they're a decent side, Stamford. I think they're just lacking in front of goal. They're not quite clinical enough, and that could be their undoing against the Skelmersdale side that, despite a little bit of a blip in front of goal, are generally pretty prolific.
And there's just 3 midweek fixtures that we just need to cover off dead quickly. Blyth Spartans are hosting Frickley Athletic. That's a long journey for Frickley on a midweek. FC United are hosting Barwell, Joy, and Trafford are hosting Marine in what some people are calling, in cliche world,
a proper six-pointer.
Marine, what a week they've got. They're just playing everybody around them. Oh, Christ almighty. If they're not going to get themselves out this week, they'll never get out. And I'm excited about FC United against Barwell. Four.
That's the fourth time we've played them this season, you know.
I know.
Fourth.
I
know. It's ridiculous.
More sequels than Rocky. It's ridiculous. It is crazy.
Andrew Snape, would you like to give a plug out for your superb commentary service? And hopefully you'll be covering your weekend match as well, I take it. Against Nantwich
Town.
Yeah,
hopefully the people of Nantwich will be kind enough to allow us to commentate from the Dabba Dome, as they call it, Weaver Stadium. You said it was superb. It was not particularly professional last weekend, our commentary. I had a loud argument on mic with a senior citizen, but never mind. It was all good fun. For the neutral, it would have been exciting. Whitby-town.com is Whitby Town website, and you follow the links from there in the top corner, and have a listen to Whitby Town Radio. I'm not there this weekend, though, unfortunately, but Paul Connolly and Matty Ayton will be. So whitby-town.com, follow the links, and enjoy a little bit of live football from Nantwich.
And on air row with a senior citizen.
Yeah.
Sounds like me and Swampy, that's great. So Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio, thank you for joining us this week.
Cheers, Ben. Wherever you are, people, enjoy.
And now for your correspondence. Lloyd Berry of Warrington Town has been in touch to say, following two games in a row postponed, we're hoping to get a game on at home to Drawsden on Saturday, who, according to Lloyd and stats, travel very poor away from home. So Lloyd's going for a 3-1 win to Warrington. We've had two correspondents in from Salford City fans. Yes. Martin Cooper says, Prescott Cables away, hoping for 3 points and to remain at the top of the league. Whereas Lika Kakoran has said, after the Darlow result, Salford need to carry on with the momentum and try and stretch as clear as we can before they have a fixture jam. What is a fixture jam? Get in touch, Lee. Elsewhere, Terry Smith has been in touch with regard to Farsley. He's hoping the game is on for a start, but 3 points against Bursko before we have to play catch-up with the backlog of games we have. Terry, it's referred to as a fixture jam. Ossett Town fan Neil Spofforth has been in touch to say that he's hopeful he'll be doing Salford and Northwich a favour. Northwich and Salford, though, still have to play Ossett Town twice this season, so hopefully he'll repay that favour later in the season, if you catch his drift. Whereas Alan Robson from Darlington has said, after the debacle and total lack of discipline at Salford, God knows how Darlington are going to react, but hopefully positive and a valuable 3 points at Ossett to maintain pressure on Salford and Northwich. Just to let you know, Alan, that match is not going to be taking place at Ossett Town. It's actually a home match for Darlington, so don't go to Yorkshire. You can go to Yorkshire normally, but not to watch Darlington this weekend. Go to Darlington. Thank you. David M. Bradley's been in touch to say, Stocksbridge have not lost once in 2015, and that's a fantastic roll. Or balm, or muffin, of course. But then again, we haven't played since Boxing Day. Oh, I see, that's good. So, we haven't won either, but at least the players will be fresh and itching for a game. Indeed, David. And speaking of which, Gary Weston, from a Curzon Ashton perspective, on the question of how do you think your team's going to get on this weekend, he's responded with, postponed, frozen pitch. And that concludes this week's Wall of Correspondence. Tune in next week for another wall filled with your beautiful correspondence. Back over to you, Ben. Right then, thank you to everyone who's corresponded with us this week. Without you, your correspondence would not have been read out, so thank you. But that's the end of this week's Evo Stick Extra. I've been Ben, and thank you to our special guests this week, Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio, Andrew Walsh, General Manager of FC United of Manchester, and of course, the beautiful James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group, which you can get involved with at facebook.com/groups/the MPL. Remember, you can follow this show on Twitter, that's @NPL Show.
We'll be back next week with a brand new Evo Stick Extra. But from everyone here at the Evo Stick Extra and the Evo Stick NPL show, it's the same people you see. Wherever you're going this weekend to enjoy your Evo Stick NPL football, or of course, your FA Trophy football, make sure that you have fun. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.